Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek episode 109. It's the only podcast on the internet that'll inspire you to go back to college and party like it's 1999. I'm your host, Jeremy, and with me are my frat house brethren.
Doug.
Kevin. I was in high school in 99.
I was graduating.
I was graduating, though, so.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher Radio if you're on the little thing called Android, because we like them too. We're not just Apple brethren here, but also you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek for all of your cool news and updates from Doug's baby coming out party.
His
baby mama drama. We actually don't know who the mother is.
What?
We're going on Maury after this.
It could be his wife's, or it could be the 8 mistresses.
One of them's pregnant.
Find out next week.
Listen to the show to find out who it is.
We're going to get the announcer from Dragon Ball Z. Like, check out next week.
It's going to be an ongoing for all summer. We won't find out.
Yeah. One of them's
okay.
Going to drop sooner or later.
Oh. God. Also, you can support us on Patreon, so that way we can make it to more cons. And, of course, buy some better equipment so you can see our sexy faces. Especially mine, because I'm a deadbeat gorgeous babe. And, what?
Fresh out of the soup kitchen today. got that nice homeless man look.
Yeah. I'm working it, you know? I had the full day off. I didn't have to do anything. It's been cold outside, so I just said, fuck it.
Did you get a bowl of soup with that hair?
If you just heard a strange voice, that would be Wiggly from Let's Talk Games. He is here with Kyle. They are promoting
Let's Talk Games. We
Talk Games.
Way to fuck it up.
Oh,
what?
God.
I said
Let's
Talk Games.
We've only been around since 2006.
Did I say
so?
I said
the
we
from Super Meat Boy.
All right.
Wait, really?
Well, that's our show.
That's legit. Yeah.
That's our show.
No,
thanks
Wiggly,
for tuning
right
in, everybody. I've ruined another show.
Yeah, see you next week. We're done. All right, bye.
You're not famous until someone screws up like that.
You know what's funny is that I have your Twitter pulled up, too, and it says it right there. I just wrote it wrong in my notes.
Well, now I got to go buy that website.
All right. Yeah. And time to redirect. You have until Tuesday. So.
Oh, good, good, great.
Okay, so Kyle and Wiggly are here from We Talk Games, and they're here promoting something. Now, you guys started this, right? You guys started PAC Month, correct? Is this
yes.
your doing, or is this somebody else's?
This is our doing.
Okay, when did it start?
Well, we started last year. We used to be a monthly show, and then we bounced back, and we're a weekly show now, weekly half hour. And when we did that, we toyed around with the idea of talking about, like, obscure Pac-Man games. And we decided to consolidate all of them into one month, the month of March, and call it Pac Month. Because March has no significance whatsoever to Pac-Man.
I think it was because of Puckman Pokemon that
yes.
you and I played when we got together. Yeah. We're East Coast, you see.
Ah.
Now you got East Coast in the house.
Well, repping.
Oh, man.
And,
yeah, don't mess around because, you know, Kyle will cut you.
Oh, God. Is that how,
yeah,
is that
from,
how East Coast
he's from
does?
The Bronx.
Oh,
that's
we,
not true.
We're just
yeah,
good old Texas boys.
Hoboken.
That's not true.
Hoboken, Jersey? Oh, snap.
Yeah. On the New York side.
So last year, we talked about Pac and Pal. We talked about Pac-Land. We talked about...
Pac-Land.
We talked about... Wiggly shooting his custom gunman from...
Oh.
There he goes, he
1976,
fell.
Nice to spirit. Hey, who's making food on the food processor?
Thing sounds like a dustbuster every time you shoot it. So this year we're doing something a little different because we explored all the obscure Pac-Man titles. We're talking about maze chase games that take the idea of Pac-Man and dump other ideas into it for better or worse.
Like okay. tonight should be Heine Company Alien.
Yeah. Hanokoi Alien, which is a maze chase game that predates Pac-Man. I think it was like 1978. I don't have my notes in front of me anymore. And it's also credited as being the first survival horror game, which we both agree is a little hubris considering you're barely a pixel on the screen.
maybe you're just developed
in a university, unlike
when
a radar
one
scope.
Pixel jumps out the window at you, boy, it scares
the shit out of me.
Jump scares, 1982.
What a beautiful pixel.
And so for any of our listeners who have never heard of We Talk Games, how did you guys come about, and what are you all about, so that way they know if they want to check you out? What happened here is we cut it off because we spent an extra 48 minutes with the guys over at We Talk Games, and it was an incredible conversation. So please follow PAC Month, hashtag PAC Month. Follow them on Twitter at We Talk Games. And also tune in on Thursday because we're going to release that full episode on Thursday of the interview with them. It was just a lot of fun, don't you guys think?
Oh, those guys were a blast.
They were great. Oh my God. They were cool. They were really cool.
And we learned a lot of stuff about them and how much of legend they really are. Both Kyle and Wiggly.
I got to see Wiggly's Sega dick.
Oh my God.
Maybe
he whipped out his Sega dick.
Oh my God. That's the name of their interview.
It's so out of context. They don't know what you're talking about.
Tune in Thursday to find out.
Se.
No, we all saw Sega dick.
Oh, yeah.
So tune in Thursday and you can hear Sega dick. And that's going to be the name of the episode.
Hey, speaking of dick.
Okay, that's it. Speaking of dick, here's Misconnections.
Speaking of dick.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections. Every week we hook up people on the internets through Craigslist. Okay, boys, we've got some really good ones here, but the show's not complete without this.
Ooh. Ooh.
Some sensual music.
Some Showtime After Dark music.
Yeah, it's the good
welcome,
stuff right there.
Welcome to late night HBO. All right, yeah, Doug. Doug, you're up.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm sorry, Sean. Sean Penis? Penis? I said
Sean,
penis.
Sean Penis. It's time for you to come out on the show. Not come out of the closet, just come read your...
I know what you meant. Hello, everyone. It's me, your favorite, Sean Penis. Catgirl at Elliot's. Men for women. There's things happening on the camera that I'm gonna wait until he's done. Are you okay? Are we good to go?
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Sorry.
We may need to cut that
life,
out.
Life issues.
I wasn't sure if we have to leave because someone knows sometimes Ashley just pops it in her head and it's like, hey, you gotta cut this.
It's been an hour and a half.
I can't believe now I can't watch my show with you.
This is definitely getting cut down.
Yeah. All right.
Catgirl at Elliot's. Men for women. 34 in Tucson, Arizona. I'm 34 years old. My body is super athletic. I am around 6 feet tall, or 182 centimeters for those who live outside of the United States of America and don't use the empirical system. My status is single, by the way, obviously. Hey, you were downtown at Elias after a no-kill cat event and you had your cat face paint on. I was at the bar with my pal Matt, who knew your friend Alex from somewhere. I don't really know, and I don't really give a shit. You said you were going to play Halo, and then I should Facebook you.
I looked, but I feel like I forgot your name.
That's how memorable she was.
Yeah.
So I thought you were about to say something.
You were super cute, so I thought, hey, I've never written one of these before. Fuck it. Which, dear listeners, you all know that's a lie. I write these literally every week. So, you should email me. I would love to meet up. I was wearing the Batman t-shirt because, yes, I've never graduated elementary school. Actually, isn't Geek Chic in these days? Whatever. Email me. Bye.
Bye.
Sean Pettis is super sassy today.
Yeah, he was in a catty mood. Now you see what I did there?
Oh, after the no-kill cat event. Oh. No, meow. So, yeah.
So, Sean Pettis, I had a question for you, bro.
Yes.
Where are you from? Like, what what is your origins? What issue should we turn to find out about Sean Pettis?
Well, you see...
Okay, no, but seriously. Sean Pettis.
No, we want to talk to Sean Pettis, you, Doug.
No, but it doesn't... It's weirder coming... Okay, so how I was created. A couple of nights, months ago, Doug and a couple of friends were playing... on the Nintendo Wii U. The Wii U. And they were creating a couple of me characters. And granted, some of them were absolutely racist and atrocious. Because that's just the people that they are when they play video games. So there was Kink Hitler.
Please tell me that was Kink Hitler. K-I-N-K.
No, it was Kink with a C-H.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
And then there was Kim Jong-un. And then at some point, Doug just started making a character, and he had a huge bulbous nose, and his eyes were oddly spaced apart, and he had dreadlocks and a really orange tan. We decided that he would kind of look like Sean Penn, but maybe it was his porn star version.
Oh, no.
With dreads. So, while Doug was sitting there creating this character and everyone was having a blast, this is the voice he started using when talking as that character. And thus, that is how I got my name, Sean Pettis.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go, some origin stories there, folks.
Wii U is great and also racist.
Yeah, I'm just glad you didn't use Hitler as your... misconnection guy.
This wasn't just Hitler, it was Chink Hitler.
Oh god.
It's so bad.
Did you know that the Wii won't let you use racial slurs to name characters? We had to use an exclamation point instead of an I.
Nintendo draws the line, it's subtle racism. I guess it wasn't that subtle.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so number two on the list.
Go for it, Jeremy.
This is all that I thought in my head, and I didn't practice this voice whatsoever, like always. So I will attempt to do it. I haven't done it since I've probably been about 17 years old, okay? Here we go. Roses are... damn it, no! That's not it, hold on.
Yeah. Always goes back to Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, it's. I was trying to. I can't even do it now, man. I was gonna do. Oh, what's his name? Help me out here. Fuck. Dr. Evil. Not Dr.
Mike
Evil.
Myers?
Yeah, Mike Myers. Help me. He's the spy.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Thank you. I was gonna try to do Austin Powers. Roses are a mixed bag, baby. Yeah. It's been so long.
That's Mark Wahlberg doing it.
Yeah, that's Mark Wahlberg doing an Austin Powers impression.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not going to do any of that then. Maybe I'll just go with the nerdy guy. But we already got that one covered with Doug. We kind of got nerdy guy. Okay, I'll go with sweaty guy living in the basement of his mother's home. Okay, was that
was
good?
Was that not Sean Pinnis?
Okay, god
why
damn
is
it.
He sweating in the basement? It's usually because there's no part heat. Of the house.
I mean, there's no air conditioning down there. Wait, but it's hot, and he's got a heater going because there's Australian. It is.
He's got to keep his pet snakes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Roses are a mixed bag, baby. I'm a male. For a woman, I live downtown. And when I say downtown, I mean in the basement of my mom's place. I'm not really sorry that I made you uncomfortable. I'm more sorry that it's changed your demeanor towards me. Although I really realize that it's because of my initial reaction that has happened. I know that you were interested, and I did it all wrong. I have a knack for doing that, you see. I was in such a mental case and had normal thoughts and feelings, but I would have done it differently, of course. You're so fucking amazing. And I'm sorry my crush on you became so evident so quickly. I just wasn't meant to be, huh? But I'll try again anyway. Let's shit blow over for a while, you know. Then I'll be cool, suave geek, and sweep you off your feet and shit. Or you hire a hitman and put me out of my misery. I would really like it if you didn't do that, though. Because, you are honestly my dream girl. I'd like to finish this journey I'm on. I have a lot to live for. So a simple leave me the fuck alone would suffice. I'd protest, probably cry for a while, and then I'd move on. Death is, well, death. Absolute. I'm not afraid of it. I just don't want to experience it yet, you understand? If this line doesn't chase you away forever, .. you and I could chase the world, baby. I swear we could. You just have to deal with my crazy along the rest of the world. I'd make it special for you, though. Tempting, huh? Have a good week.
Have a good week.
There's no way that girl is going to get back to him. Like, this dude is, like, he. That's all,
yeah,
I
that's
have
it.
To say.
He. Just
he.
He's
not setting himself up for success.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Walmart, bring us home. It's a short one for you.
They're always short, but they're sweet. This one here is a hot lady in yoga pants. Male for women in Guthrie. Now, I'm talking about Savannah Guthrie. I'd totally have sex with her. Now, see here, you walked into Walmart with the tightest yoga pants, camel toe and all. OMG, you are one sexy hot lady, and I wish you would have stuck around so I could have talked to you, but you seem to be in a rush. Here's what I want you to do. Reply with the color of your thong that was sticking out. Yummy. There was no comma there. It was sticking out yummy, all right.
It was sticking out yummy.
Oh, man.
Yummy.
I love it when a girl's thong sticks out yummy.
Yeah, I tell you what. I'd love to eat some thong.
But if I didn't, then I'll just move out and fuck it.
You know, yeah. You guys seem like some really cool dudes. I would love to get together with you more often.
You want
to
come over to
my... Oh,
yeah, man. You want to come to downtown? And by downtown, I mean my basement.
Oh, sure. Do you have a Sega NES?
I'm going to be in the Walmart boy section if you guys need me. Come pick me up.
Oh, boy. I don't fuck with that, but I tell you what. You could think about shooting me in the head by a hitman and put me out of my misery.
Yeah, because death is death, after all. It is absolute.
Please stop stealing my lines. I say that to all the girls.
Shit. I thought your line was, you and I could change the world.
No, we do that after I die.
Wow.
God damn. You're emo over here.
Yeah. I'm not letting the late 90s and early 2000s go. Where's where's my Fallout Boy CD that started this shit?
Every week we talk a little bit about the news that's going on in the world today in Hollyweird, or Hollywood, as you would call it. How long do you think that we can make this intro last? That's about it.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. All right. Well, guys, we have some sad news at the top of the show here in the news category. Spock has gone to the great beyond. Leonard Nimoy has passed away at the age of 83. And left a giant hole in all sci-fi, every sci-fi nerd's heart. Wouldn't you? I didn't say that correctly, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, legit. I think the wrong Star Trek guy died. I would have been happier with Shatner.
Oh God.
God.
Nimoy was way cooler. Okay, either way, but I mean, it's sad to see Nimoy go.
It is.
Although, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I was also really, I didn't realize that he, because he'd been admitted to the hospital earlier in the week, and I had, like, I guess missed that, or didn't see that.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So I got a text from Nick that was literally like, Spock just died. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then I literally, like, was on, like, at my computer, like, Googling what anything. And at the time, it was just the New York Times that was reporting it. It hadn't hit Facebook or Twitter yet, and that's why I like sent it to you guys immediately. Also, it just you. I mean, he was 83, right? Like, I mean, we shouldn't be too surprised, but at the same time, he's been one of those actors that has just been there always.
Right. And you just think like he's never going anywhere. You know?
Yeah. And you know, and I'm sure I'll feel the same way when like other actors that have been around forever pass as well. But it's, I don't know. There's just something about him. Like, I didn't realize that he was unhealthy. I didn't realize he was even in the hospital. So it was just came as a huge like, what?
I am just so happy. I'm so happy that we actually got to see him play Spock again in the last two Star Trek films. Like that was special, and I'm sure for him that was just wow, like his coming home. You know, it's just. What a way to go out, you know? Like it's just awesome. I'd want to go out like that.
His last tweet too, man. That was kind of cryptic. Not cryptic, but I mean, it was just like
what was it?
Yeah, on February 23rd, he wrote, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. Live long and prosper."
Man.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man.
Well, you will be missed, sir, and thank you for your great body of work that we will cherish for our lifetimes, and hopefully a podcast will have all three of us on their shows when we're 83, the week before we die.
Yeah. And if I make it to 83, awesome.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, the way that we treat our bodies nowadays, it's amazing that we're
lasting
this
long. I'll
be
happy to make it to 43.
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing is, like... It looks like he may have passed because of smoking, right? That he quit 30 years ago. So it's one of those things, like, think about how much longer he could have lived if he had never smoked 30 years ago.
God.
Like, fuck me.
Yeah, maybe you should stop now, Doug. You should stop now.
You want to stop now, Doug? Nope.
Nope. Fuck it. Fuck it. Too late.
All right, so let's get into at least some funner news and have some laughs here. But once again, we pay respects to you, Mr. Nimoy. Thank you, and we salute you with live long and prosper, sir.
The Vulcan hand.
The Vulcan hand. All right, so Disney is, oh my goodness, they have such a hard road ahead of them with these old films because they don't have the rights to them. So they don't have the rights to the old trilogies, right? And so what they have to do is they have to be kind of sneaky about how they retell the stories. Well, they're allowed to retell the stories. Hell, they could probably remake the films and just put them out. That'd be awesome, actually. do shot for shot, like a shot for shot remake. Why not, right?
Even, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how they could do it, because obviously Fox
Fox owns all the rights to those.
The distribution to them?
Yes, they own the distribution.
Obviously, I don't think they own all the rights, because obviously Disney has the rights to characters and all that.
Right. No, they own the distribution rights to those films, and that's it.
So, yeah.
So Disney is retelling this saga.
If they re-edited them from, like, the original footage, wouldn't that count as, like, then it's a different movie? Almost? Could you do that?
I don't know. That's kind of a legal thing that we'd have to ask our lawyers.
Our 8-bit lawyers.
Yeah. We'll get in touch with them. They're the
Check
same
the retainer first.
Yeah. But Disney is going to try to go ahead and retell the story with Legos. They're going to be putting out something on Disney XD. There are 5 22-minute episodes as told from the viewpoint of C-3PO and R2-D2 in a brand new story. So that'll
Star
be something.
Star Wars Droid Tales.
Yeah, so. And then also.
Yeah.
And also. I don't know how it's going to tell all of them, but whatever. That's what they're going to do. We all know the stories, anyways. Goddamn. What do we need? I mean, yeah, we all have story. The movies.
Oh,
fuck.
Man.
So Lego next. Ewoks.
Yeah. Next month, I'm going to Celebration. The Star Wars convention, the huge Star Wars convention, and it's in Anaheim this year.
And your trip is being sponsored by the 8-Bit Geek, at least not by financial means, but in because you are employed, so you will get a lot of pictures for us, right?
Yeah, I'll do what I can. As much as it'll allow me to do without having a press pass, right?
You're going to take your camera. You're going to upload every night, and you're going to like it.
You're gonna love it.
You're gonna love it.
So the opening ceremony is fucking J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy are there to present the opening ceremony. So I'm hoping they kind of give a little something.
I hope they give the trailer.
They've got to. Yeah.
They have to.
I would like to see a new trailer.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I'll be there. That's in April, Anaheim, California. I'm so fucking excited. But I'm sure I'll probably see more of this by then too. I don't know when this is supposed to air. There is not a date on this, so I don't know. They're saying that they're not expecting any more news on this really until Comic-Con, SDCC, which is kind of weird. I feel like we'd see something at Celebration before San Diego.
I hope it's at Celebration. They deserve it.
Yeah.
So, all right. This is kind of neat. Now, we all know that Supergirl is coming out, right? And it's a show that I don't know. I wasn't very interested in watching because I'm not a huge Supergirl fan. Like, I love Superman. And when I saw Supergirl in one of the sequels, I was just, or when actually, no, she had her own movie. When I saw the movie, I was just like, meh. And now they're making a TV show, but now it's a little bit more palatable because Dean Cain, Helen Slater, and so many more are joining the CBS series. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dean Cain, for those, he played Superman and Lois and Clark.
No.
Yeah.
And then Helen Slater actually played Supergirl in the 1984 movie. So it's kind of doing like what Flash did, because Flash has the guy that played Flash in the 1990 TV show as the Flash's dad.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Where's
that's
the Flash been, man? I haven't seen it in a couple weeks. I want it back. I need it.
It's not back until March 17th.
No! Very upset about this.
No! Although Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back this Tuesday.
Fuck that.
Finally.
Dude, did you guys watch Agent Carter? That shit was legit.
I got one episode left, and I'm so pissed off that it's only an 8-episode season, and they need to make it a full 16 and bring it back next year. Full season!
Well, they're probably just Let's testing go. The waters. People really liked it.
That's exactly what it was. They did an 8-episode thing right in between the second season or whatever of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just to, again, test waters, exactly like you said. And
that shit was better than
Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think it did
okay.
Do what?
I thought that show was way better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if it was because of the time. It was a timepiece. I don't know because they had to condense the whole story and didn't draw it out.
I think that's what
that
it was.
Shit was so good, dude.
I think that doing a show in about 10 episodes typically, I think as we've seen in a lot of shows, generates a better story because you do kind of have to, you don't draw shit out. There are so many shows where it's like 22, 23 episodes long and you're just like, get to the fucking point.
For real. Like, I feel like that a little bit with Arrow. I don't know if you guys are, but I feel like it's just dragging
right now,
this season. Oh my God, it's such
a drag.
It is,
after last season.
Yeah, so, but speaking of The Flash and all those, and CW, fucking, this is awesome. Okay, so The Flash and Arrow look like they're going to have a spinoff show, and it's going to be like a superhero show with supervillains. Mm-hmm. Like, all the cool side characters that we got off of Flash and Arrow are going to make another show, and this time with Victor Garber, with Wentworth Miller, and Katie Leutz. And or Lots, and also Brandon Lots. Routh, and we haven't even seen Brandon Routh in his suit yet, fighting crime, and he's already getting a spinoff.
Yeah, they kind of pretty much announced that a couple of weeks ago at their huge CW panel where they said that someone's getting a spinoff, and then they kind of alluded to that it would be Brandon Routh in some form. But everyone's kind of like, oh, but how? And then how do you bring in Victor Garber, who played half of Firestorm?
Yeah, that's a little strange. Mm-hmm.
And then how do you bring in Wentworth Miller as Captain Cold? And then Katie Watts. Spoiler, she's not on Arrow anymore.
Yeah, like, she dead. Like,
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Even more of a spoiler. She dead.
She dead. My bad.
Well, there you go.
My bad.
So I don't.
And you know the one thing
unless
I have.
They introduced the Lazarus Pit.
Okay, I really love Wentworth Miller. I don't know, for some reason, I always root for him, and I like seeing him in films, but he is a one-dimensional character. His character in The Flash is the same character as from Prison Break. It's like that same tone. It's
he pretty much plays the same guy.
It's the same guy, and he's just like, come on, get on the bus. You know, it's just so funny. Yeah. But I
still, you
like
know what
him.
I noticed just looking up at the articles, because we had the one in our notes talking about Supergirl and then going to the CW, dude. For the Supergirl TV show, it's being produced by Greg Berlanti, who is executive producer of Arrow and Flash, and then also producing Schechter, who's
producer
on The Flash.
Doug, you know how good I am at names. Let me take this. It's Sarah Schechter.
Schechter.
None of that sounds right.
Schechter.
And I know you're going to have trouble with
this
one.
And then being written and directed by Andrew Kreisberg, who also has to do with Arrow and the Flash. If they don't fucking cross this over, I'm going to be so pissed.
That's Schechter.
Yeah, that's...
Sarah Schechter.
That's what we said.
Nope, Schechter.
Schechter.
Worcestershire sauce.
That's right.
Schechter sauce.
Sorry, Kev, but you're just wrong on this one.
That is Schechter.
Okay. For the person who hated William Shatner, you're taking up for this girl.
Schechter? The love Shatner, baby. Oh, man.
I also read earlier today that the director from Suicide Squad says that something will be coming out tomorrow, which is Monday. So by the time the show comes out, there may already be something out regarding Suicide Squad, but they're going to tease something tomorrow.
It's
going to
be the Joker's face.
Considering they just started filming on Saturday.
Well, they've been pre-production, they've been tweeting out a lot of cool stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. They've also said Jared Leto is actually doing a really cool looking Joker, so maybe that could be it.
Yeah,
maybe
they also tweeted out that he was asked the director, okay, if you could describe Joker in one word, what would it be? And they said, and he said, majestic. Does that work for Joker? Majestic.
Yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Think about. Like Arkham City Joker, when he comes out and you're in the theater in the movie theater, and he comes out on stage or whatever, and he's all grand and boisterous and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker is majestic.
Okay, yep. I'll go with that. I'll give you that. And talking a little bit more about Disney, my childhood is coming back, and I am so happy. Disney's reviving DuckTales for a whole new for a new show. They're redoing it, remaking it, and it'll be out in 2017. So 2 years, everybody. We'll talk about it again. All right.
Yep. And the most of the voice actors, they came back for the video game, so I wouldn't be surprised if they came back for the show as well.
I hope so.
Well, why not? It's a fucking paycheck, right?
And, yeah, totally.
Netflix is bringing back Inspector Gadget as well. The European version is already made, and they're bringing it to the States. So welcome back, 90s childhood. Thank you.
Go, Gadget Dick!
Oh, God.
That
no.
one never aired. That was a lost episode.
You guys
it
didn't
never
see that
aired.
Episode?
It was lost. I don't want to see it.
It aired in the UK because they don't give a shit about stuff like that. They're like, yeah. Oh, what, dicks? Who cares?
Dick and fart jokes are so American.
We talk about dicks here. All right, every week we take a look at the top box office. We count it down. Starting at number 5 is the
Lazarus Pit.
Hold on.
The Lazarus Effect.
The Lazarus Effect. It's the Lazarus Effect.
The lather.
Making $10 million in its first week. Number 4, thank God it's dropped. 50 Shades of Grey. If you haven't seen it yet, go to our website and watch the 50 Shades of Wayne. It is, I'd laugh so hard.
It's really good.
Oh, it's so good.
Fucking, it was brilliant, man.
That made $10 million for a total of $147 million in 3 weeks. God damn. Number 3 is SpongeBob the Movie, making $11 million. Number 2 is a movie that I suggest all of you go see. It is spectacular. Kingsman, The Secret Service, making $11 million for a total of $85 million, which in 3 weeks, plus DVD sales, we're going to get a sequel, and I'm so happy about that. Number 1 is starring Will Smith in the most dramatic role of his life, Focus, making $19 million.
Did you hold on now? Did you fucking forget about Hitch? That's the most romantic movie he's ever been in.
For real though.
Oh, my
how dare you?
My bad, bitches. Mm-hmm. Speaking about romance, let's talk about some games. We were talking about movies getting remade, and it seems like the video game world is catching on because we're getting another Toe Jam and Earl, and it's on Kickstarter.
That is awesome. I love me some Toe Jam and Earl. Especially there was a mode in the original one where all you do is beatbox. It was fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is they're trying to raise $400,000 to make this thing happen. It's made $192,000. And it's got 25 days to go. So there is a chance, but nice. I have a feeling that a lot of these older games aren't getting remade. It makes me sad.
I mean, they are. It's I don't know, man.
They're not getting
the
funding. I hope
$400,000 is enough. Because you notice they always do that. I mean, like, as of recent, there's been a lot of, like,
last week,
only need this much, and then they run out of budget.
Well, last week, we went ahead and talked about all these Kickstarter games that didn't come true, and they made tons of money. Nothing happened, no traction, nothing. So,
God, but seriously, $192,000 already. Mm-hmm. And it's got 25 days. This is going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if this is funded by the time this show airs.
I hope so. We could sneak up on Santa again and steal his presents, and watch out for a hamster and a wheel. Like, it's so fun. It was such a WTF game for the early 90s.
They did a lot of that, man. I mean, you look at the 90s, and it was a lot of fun to be creative. You had a Comics Zone. You had Fart Man.
Love that.
You had Toe Jam and Earl.
Booger Man.
Booger Man. Sorry, not Fart Man. The hell was I thinking? And you just had all these experimental games that actually sold. At least I thought they did, because everybody seemed to play them. You also had Earthworm Jim. I mean, things that are just crazy. And I wish that those games would come back. I really do. So, and this is that story we should have talked about with the guys on the interview, because they would have had rung in on that stuff.
Yeah.
But
speaking of things coming back, though, how about that Guitar Hero?
Dude. Would you guys be interested in playing that again, or is it over? If Activision,
it's over.
Is it over?
It's over.
Kevin says he would.
I didn't really care for it.
I would play it you know what? Honestly, the Guitar Hero ones kind of died for me because they came out with one every like 3 months.
Yeah.
But Rock Band. Rock Band was amazing, and I spent so much money buying those songs on there. Like, I loved Rock Band. So if Rock Band made a comeback, I would be for it.
They're talking about both of them because they are both Guitar Hero is, there's rumors of them bringing it back with more of a updated graphics, with more modern look, not cartoony and stuff. But also, Rock Band is said to be working on something behind the scenes as well. I saw that in a different story. So I think that we're about to get some more peripherals.
I hope so, but I just hope they don't saturate the market like they did before. And it was Activision's fault. They released way too many way too soon, and it burned a lot of people out. That was the problem.
Me
included. I had them all.
Dude, I had
plastic instruments. I had more plastic instruments than I had real instruments. That's when you know you got a problem.
Did you have DJ Hero?
Yes, and I actually bought that special edition that came with the case and everything.
Oh my god, the Eminem and Jay-Z one?
Yeah, I had that one.
Was it actually like a DJ table, or was it like...
Yeah, it was the suitcase, and then when you opened it up, they had legs you could fold out on it and make it into a DJ table.
Huh. And, I mean, was it like... How realistic was it?
Oh, I mean, the game wasn't very realistic, to be honest, but it was fun, and the soundtrack alone was unbelievable. I remember downloading the actual soundtrack, because they had some great mashups in there.
Oh, cool. You'll have to send that to me.
Heard It Through the Grapevine, and yeah, they'd mash it up with, like, I forgot what the other one was. It was, like, some Gwen Stefani song or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, send that to me after the show.
Yeah.
I need that. Do you still have it?
I want to listen to it. I'll look for it.
You need to look for it, and I want it, and you need to send it care package or through the internets.
You can get that at the store, and by the store, I mean like Kick-Ass Torrents.
Oh, okay. But if you have
it... Go to the store and get it.
speaking of the store...
If I don't have it.
Speaking of the store, you may want to get your wallets ready, because Rocksteady is preparing the greatest Batman game of all time.
June 19th.
Oh my goodness. Are you guys pre-ordered?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Batman.
Not yet, but I will be.
Batman Arkham Knight comes out, and it is okay. I am so glad they didn't have to cut corners, because there was a story that got released. I know you guys saw this. It was it received an M for mature rating, right? And Warner Brothers didn't fight the developers, Rocksteady, on bringing it down, because this is the first time. Thankful. This is the first time the other games were rated T for teen. This one's rated M for mature. That's not going to stop anything, though. I mean, look who buys Call of Duty and all these other mature games. It's the little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's their parents buying these games for them. Or
yeah, they don't care. The movie industry has the rating system that actually works, but parents still don't know about the rating system for video games.
Yeah.
So, but that's another topic.
They just think Yeah, they just like, oh, it's violent. It doesn't matter. My kid plays these games. You know, they're seeing these images and stuff on TV anyways.
Well, they're going to see Batman, and they're like, there's no way it could be as violent as Grand Theft Auto. Because it's like, it's weird that putting a mature game like Grand Theft Auto is in the same category as Batman Arkham Knight now. It's like, it doesn't make sense. So you know parents are going to be like, no, there's no way.
Yeah,
you
know, no. And then all of a sudden you watch it, and then Batman's curb stomping someone. And it's
He's getting
like,
hookers in the Batmobile.
Go to sleep, bitch.
I don't believe the game is going to be that different than what we've already seen. I think it's just, it's going to be a darker game, and now with better graphics, it's going to be worse. And especially since apparently Scarecrow is the main villain in it, you're going to see a lot of very trippy images and a lot of darker, like a
darker aspect. Dude, I'm so happy about that, because that was my favorite part of the first Batman game, was playing those Scarecrow levels.
Get the fuck out of here.
I was
those
so
are notoriously
scared.
The worst rated levels in those games. People fucking hated that shit.
I loved
They're
it.
Terrible.
Really? No, yeah. I loved it. I loved the art.
Oh, man.
I loved
they,
the artwork on it.
Are.
And I loved how I loved the environments. I loved the art. I loved how he looked, and how I loved every moment of it. It was my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, they just released a trailer for it earlier this week, and it looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait for this game. I think it's going to be another one. Like, all three, like that trilogy of the Arkham trilogy, I think is going to just, like, that's going to be a perfect ending to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. So keep an eye out for that. So every week we talk about what we've watched. Oh, shit. Oh, one more thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I got another story.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wrap it to a beat. But, Doug, it's up to you, because I forgot, because we were talking about it pre-show, and then Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
HTC and Valve.
HTC and Valve have come together to create the greatest VR headset. And after I looked at it, Doug, after I re-looked up the story, dude, and you're right, man. You're right.
Yeah, I know I was right.
Okay, most of the time you're wrong, but this time you're right. Valve came up with a great idea, and then they reached out to somebody and said, hey, make this for us so we don't have to incur the charges. And HTC stepped up, made a VR headset for them, and it actually looks to be better than the Oculus. The stuff that I was reading in it, it's got a gyroscope, it's got lasers, it's fucking lasers, it's got 90-second refresh rates, it's got full HD lenses on both sides of the head, it's got and it's got also these weird fucking setup things that Valve will release where you put one on each side of your room and you can actually step and walk in a 15-foot radius and it recognizes it in game. It also has some weird shit where it recognizes if you're using a controller. This shit's insane.
It was really impressive. And there'd obviously, we've got the that gaming. What is it called? What is it? What is it? Oh, what? God.
Which one?
The one that's this week. The gaming convention. The
Game Developers Conference.
Oh, GDC.
GDC. God, yeah, Game Developers Conference. Yeah, that's. They're going to be showing off their some more this week.
Yeah, they got that going on.
Also,
and Valve is going to release
the
trailer
thing this week too.
Yeah, but Valve is going to release a trailer. I mean, a controller.
Yeah.
Like, their final design is going out. Yeah, and Apple is having an event for their watch on the 9th.
Oh, my God, this is a busy week.
It is. We're gonna fly out to San Francisco for the 9th, and then we got to head over to the... What?
I said, yep. We'll just be in San Francisco. I mean, we're going to go to San Francisco. We're going to be there for GDC or GDC.
And for Apple's.
And then we're just going to drive down to Cupertino and go to...
Apple's event. So check out the news for all of our fake reviews. After that,
Nick right now is listening, going horseshit.
Yeah, he's like fucking assholes. Bullshit. I hate this show.
Fucking liars.
Hey guys,
you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, Apple isn't even owned by Apple anymore.
Oh my God,
they're like Apple is now in the cloud. They are the cloud.
Oh God.
Hey, hey guys, what do you
actually? We wouldn't even go to what? Sorry,
huh?
What?
Okay.
Are you watching closely?
I can't think of a better intro for that just happening. It was awesome. all right, so what are you watching? We'll make it quick because this episode's got some extra stuff in it and some fun stuff, and I know people gotta go, and you're probably on the can right now and you're like, fuck, I hope this episode ends because my wife's calling me to have sex with me and I don't want to do it with her because I love this show.
Wow.
That's not true about anybody, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, is it true for you?
your opinion. So this is Jeremy. I've gotten back into watching House of Cards Season 3. I'm only one episode in. That's right, one episode. Thought I'd watch more the other night. So it started off kind of slow, first episode, I think. But I think that it'll get a lot better. And then I started playing Guild Wars 2 again. I got back into it because I had an itch for an MMO, and it's free, and they did a lot of updates. I'm having a lot of fun with that. I would recommend if you're playing that, look me up. Excuse me. My username's Anthem Empire. And look me up in game. Add me as a friend. All that shit. And then what else have I done? I haven't done anything else.
Wow.
Your turn, somebody.
Okay, I'll go.
Cool, everybody. That's our show.
I haven't been playing anything.
Okay.
I just want to tell you, you brought up Prison Break earlier, and yet I've yet to finish the first season. Still.
Dare you?
Yeah.
I've
been watching. Katie and I
that.
Have started watching Breakout Kings. Did you ever watch Breakout Kings?
Mm-mm. No.
It was like one season, and it's a kind of like that show Leverage, where it's like a team of like crooks are being tasked to help the marshals to hunt down people that have broken out of prison. And like,
episode 3 of their first season, Teabag from Prison Break breaks out of prison and they have to chase him down. It is Teabag. It is Theodore Bagwell. Like, it is him. And they talk about, like, how... And this, it spoiled some stuff for Prison Break for me because he had a wooden hand. So, apparently shit goes down for him in the end of the first season.
Oh, shit. You're actually... Yeah. That's probably season... Season 3, almost? I think that's season 3 where shit goes down. No, it's season 2. Sorry, it's season 2.
Yeah, You'll see. Anyways, I was like, well, fuck that. Now I know something's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen to Teabag.
Why would he have that in that show, though? I don't get it.
Because it's a crossover.
It is?
Yeah. His name is Teabag in Breakout Kings, and he breaks out from the prison that he is held in Prison
what
Break.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so good. I just wanted to tell you about that because you brought it up earlier. And I'm literally watching that. And, like, Netflix, you know, kind of gives you a little preview screen. And in the background is his picture on the wall because they're hunting him down. And I was like, motherfucker, it's Teabag. Like, man, this dude is in fucking everything. And then they do the opening shot, and it's the pan over the prison. And it's the same shot that they use over and over and over and over again of season 1 of Prison Break. And I was like, well, that's kind of cheap. They just fucking stole that shot. And then it's him as Teabag, and like he has the dude, and the guy, like, he pulls his pocket out, and like the little guy.
Oh, I've seen. Okay, did this do very well? Because
no,
I
one
remember,
season, man. It's.
I remember them being. They're all okay. They're all like cops, and no. They were all prisoners or something, and then they went back into prison. They were told to go. Yeah, I watched an episode of this, and then I stopped.
It's pretty. It's all right. It's a case of the week show. Like, I feel like Leverage. It's along the same lines. It's fun. It's funny. Jimmy Simpson, who is the white dude in the show, like the one white dude. I guess there's two white dudes. It's the one of the he's the prisoner, I guess, in this one. He's in a lot of stuff. Like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Newsroom. A couple of movies like Date Night and stuff. He's fucking hilarious, and I love him on this show. He's so good. I wish he was in more stuff. And then I've been listening to an audiobook that I finished this week called The Girl on the Train. If you liked Gone Girl, listen to it. Pick it up. It's fucking crazy. It was awesome. So about this chick on a train who is drunk and like. She is a drunk. She's not necessarily drunk at the time, but she's like rides to work every day on this train, and she sees like this family like living in this apartment where they stop at like the train tracks, they stop or whatever, and she just sees them like every morning on her way to work, and they're always out there like having coffee, and then she sees them on the ride home, and then one day there's another dude there, and the chick's kissing him, like the wife's kissing him, and then like the next day on the news that woman has gone missing.
Yeah.
And she was like, holy shit, like, who the fuck was that dude? Like, I may know something. And then, like, she may know more than she thinks she does. And it's just, it's pretty fucking crazy. It was really good. Check that out. And that's it for me.
Awesome. Kevin W.K., your time has come today to talk about the games that you love to fucking play.
Jeremy, don't get angry. So on my birthday, my wife bought me a 3DS, the new one. Ooh. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, Ryan, I expect you to come through because you cannot let him get better stuff than me. You are my sugar daddy. You are my sugar daddy, and I need you. No, I'm just kidding. But how is it? Is it good?
It's awesome so far. I actually like it a lot. The 3D on it works so much better because they've got a little camera in there now that senses where your eyes are, so it adjusts the 3D to where you're holding it. So now cool. You don't have to be holding it at a weird angle to get a good 3D out of it. That one works well. It works a little faster than the original 3DS. And then also, you know, it's got the built-in C-stick now, so you could even go back and play games like Kingdom Hearts, Resident Evil Revelations that originally had things for the circle
and the
pad
support's there for that?
Yeah, and so like I'm playing Resident Evil Revelations now, and actually it feels like a playable game because you can actually control the camera.
Yeah, but that C-stick is quite small. Is it comfortable?
It is. It feels, you know, it's a little weird because I keep feeling like my fingers are going to slide off of it, but it's got a pretty good grip to it. It really feels like old school laptops. Remember when they used to have that little ball
yeah,
on the keyboard? Yeah. And that used to be your mouse? Kind of like that.
Huh.
So, I mean, it did a pretty good job, though. I mean, I'm liking it so far. I think it's a really good device. I'm glad I got it. I ended up giving up my 3DS, my older one, to my wife. So now we both have 3DSs, so we've been going through. I've been playing. Like I said, I've been getting into Resident Evil Revelations.
If you weren't married, you would have given that to me. I would have been.
You already have one.
I would have been. No, I have. My son has a DS. And okay. And so he's had that for the last 3 years almost now. And so we just, you know what I'm going to, I got to do is, the reason why I haven't done it, A, is because I need, I want to get one for myself, but I also can't get one for myself if I don't buy one for my son. And so that's 300 bucks right, or sorry, 400 bucks right there. And then, of course, we need games and shit like that. I mean, it's just, it gets real expensive. So I was just, I've been kind of planning on doing it. We could share, but then we wouldn't be able to play games together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I guess I could get a Wii U for that, but I really like the idea of traveling with the 3DS, and it has some cool games.
That part, I mean, especially last week I was on vacation, and I was traveling the coast, and that 3DS was awesome. And, like, it was just great playing that on the road. So, I mean, it was, I like it a lot. You know what? I am actually playing that more than my Vita right now, which I'm really surprised. So,
sweet.
3DS, way to go.
Awesome. All right.
That's pretty much all I've been doing.
Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to episode 109. Once again, my name is the one, the only, the best, the greatest, the all
you
in
all.
You
forgot your name, didn't you?
Jeremy. Yeah. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Sean Pennis.
And I'm Doug.
Oh, I'm God. Kevin. And I'm still Kevin.
He doesn't have two people in his head.
We'll see you next week.
I barely have one.
Awesome, boys. I know that everybody's got shit to do, so we'll make this short.
I gotta watch Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Same. I gotta go. Hopefully my friends are still awake and didn't, like, just bail on me.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, notes are already done, so
thanks, buddy.
Good to go.
Love you.
Good show, guys.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Yeah, suck my dick, then. Bye.
See ya.